Good morning, traders. Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Friday, December 19th, 2025, and it looks like the bulls are trying to end the week on a high note.
They certainly are. We are seeing equity futures pointing to a mostly higher open. The big story is that the S&P 500 finally snapped that four-day losing streak yesterday and, crucially, reclaimed its 50-day moving average. That is a significant technical victory heading into the weekend.
It feels like tech is doing the heavy lifting again. What is fueling this momentum this morning?
It is a mix of carryover strength and headlines. First, you have got the semiconductor space still buzzing from Micron's strong report yesterday. But the fresh catalyst is Oracle. The stock is popping, up over 4% in the pre-market.
Right? The TikTok deal. It sounds like that saga is finally coming to a close.
Exactly. Reports are out that TikTok signed a deal to sell its U.S. unit to a consortium, including Oracle. That is pushing Oracle to around $187 a share. It is definitely setting a positive tone for the megacaps.
However, it is not all green on the screen. We have to talk about the elephant in the room. Nike. What happened there? The stock is getting hammered.
Yeah, hammered is the right word. Nike is trading sharply lower, down about 11%. The frustrating part for investors is that they actually beat EPS and revenue expectations. But, and this is a big but, revenues in China slumped 16%.
16%? That is a massive air pocket.
It is huge. And management expects a similar decline next quarter. It is dragging down sentiment in the retail sector, so be careful with consumer discretionary names today. On the flip side, FedEx is looking solid. They beat top and bottom lines and raised the low end of their fiscal 2026 guidance. That is usually a decent proxy for broader economic activity.
Okay, so tech is hot, retail is not. What is on the economic calendar today? Anything that could derail this open?
It is actually pretty light today. We are not getting the personal income and spending report, so the focus shifts to November existing home sales and the final reading of the University of Michigan consumer sentiment at 10 a.m. Unless those numbers are wildly off, I don't expect them to move the needle too much.
Got it. Let's look at the technicals. You mentioned the S&P reclaimed the 50-day. What are the key levels you are watching on the SPY and QQQ right now?
So, on the SPY, we are seeing some resistance right around the 676.60 level. We need to break that to see a real leg higher. Support is sitting near 674.80. If we lose that, we could see a fade. For the Qs, watch 612.50 as resistance. The overnight volume spikes suggest there is some selling pressure lurking, so don't just blindly chase the gap up.
In sentiment? Are we seeing euphoria or caution?
It is a bit mixed. The VXX is up slightly, holding around 2876. It suggests a sheepish sentiment. Traders are participating, but they are nervous. We are seeing some rotation into insurance names, so keep an eye on that sector for stability.
Quick trade idea before we ring the bell.
I am watching for continuation in insurance, maybe a name like KNSL, and keep an eye on Oracle to see if it holds these pre-market gains. But honestly, with it being a Friday and light data, just manage your risk. Don't be a hero.
Sound advice. Let's see if the bulls can hold the line into the close. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to The Morning Dose.
Good luck out there and happy trading.